Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh!
So don't make my ease. A girl, you know what it is.
Thank you. It's your boy.
So,
what it is, what it do.
I ain't shit. It's your boy, Ty Funny.
It's your boy, comedian John Doe in the building. Look, you saying it now, too. Yes, sir. See, look.
I just did that shit because you always do that shit. I know these niggas know who I is.
Hey, yo, so, I saw it in your stories, yo. We gonna get into it, but I gotta call this out real quick. Yo, did you really kick people out of your close friends, yo, because they didn't come to your show?
Yeah, I did, yo. I did, yo. I'm kicking motherfuckers out like Pam. You're not gonna get to sit around for my litness and not motherfucking support.
Yo, you know, I didn't really, you know, I know I hear about celebrities saying that, and I know it's true. I'm not dumb. I'm not naive to it. But, no, nah, people really only come around. Certain people only really come around when you lit. And I peeped it. Once I saw people, I'm like, oh, shit, niggas only really fuck with you when you lit.
Yeah.
Or they mess with you, but they don't really want to support until they see, like, they see you lit. They see, okay, he lit now. We can support him.
Yeah, bro. I've been through that.
Yeah.
But so I give some of y'all a second chance and shit. I told niggas if you need a doctor's note. Told niggas you need a motherfucking doctor's note.
Yeah, man, get that doctor's note. Yeah, let it go. Go get that doctor's note.
Yo, yeah. Big shout out to fucking Goldsboro, North Carolina, man. They showed the fuck out last Saturday, man. I appreciate y'all for fucking come out on such short notice. We only promoted that show for like a month.
Hey, that's good. The way y'all did, if y'all killed it like that, and from what I seen in the videos that I seen and the way I heard people talking about it, if y'all only did it in a month, that's what's up. That means they really show love. Yeah.
Yeah, they came out. They came out.
Are they a small town? Is it like Baltimore, like a small town?
It's smaller than Baltimore. So
oh, for real?
It might be smaller than Baltimore. I think it's definitely smaller than Baltimore, but it is like a tight-knit town for real, right outside of Raleigh. Tussie was down there that weekend. Shit, we getting to go party with Tussie and shit for real.
Oh, Tussie, okay. I know you talk about the rapper.
Yeah, that shit was fucking lit.
Litty.
Fucking right. Goldsboro, man. I can't wait till next year to come back down that motherfucker, boy.
That's a wrap. Yo, when you keep saying next year, I'm really thinking like a long time, but I forgot next year is literally like a couple weeks ago.
I'm not about to do nothing down there until like next year though. Like next year around the same time. We got a couple parties we gonna do down there, but I ain't doing another show down that bitch till next year, bro. A couple months, bro. I need some months. I probably need like 6 months so I can fucking recharge.
No, I don't need no time to recharge. I'm just glad I stayed in the house today.
Whatever, nigga, you was asleep. You just woke up. You just was napping. You don't need no time to recharge. You a bluffing motherfucker, boy.
I did. Hey, yo, you know me too well, because when I called you, you was like, nigga, you was like, yo, you took a nap? You was like, all right, bet, just hit me when you ready.
I already knew it. I heard it in your voice. You was like, yo. I was like, all right, this nigga up there napping. That's how the kids do it to you, boy.
Yo, what? My son, man, he's just going crazy. Now, we going to do this? And then I told my son he phony. Yo, he wanted to play with me just now. This is a little irresponsible, but he wanted to play with me just now. I told him, no, you going to wait. Because when you was playing with your friends and I told you come downstairs and help me cook, you ain't want to be my friend. But now that all your friends is gone, you want to be cool. Nah. Now you going to wait. Man, you going to wait.
My daughter ran me fucking butt naked. she had a cold. I don't know how the hell she could do it, bro. These little toddlers got the most energy in the world.
Damn. She was all over the place, wasn't she?
Yo, she was all over the place. Like, yo, who needs a booster shot, yo, when you got a fucking toddler, bro? Dirty ass kids.
You got a girl too, yo. So it's hard that you can't even really get all that mad at them. You can, but she give you that face, it's a wrap. I don't know. You different.
What? No, I had to pluck her one time. I plucked her one time. I had her for about 2 weeks. She only got plucked once, so I think she did good.
All right. 2 weeks, one pluck.
One pluck.
You good.
I wound my motherfucker middle finger up like, bop! She be having little temper tantrums and shit when I take the iPad from her. I be like, oh, all right. Bop! Pluck the shit out your ass.
See? See? Yo, that's some confused, man. I don't know what's going on with today's relationships. Like, I know the celebrities got their little issues, but I think it's just everybody. What's up with this new wave? It probably been around, but what's up with the new wave of going out giving relationship vibes, but then you end up saying it's not, like the same thing that happened with DaBaby and the girl, and then same thing happening with Jada.
Yo, people can date, yo. I mean, what's wrong with dating?
No, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that, but you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
And when people see celebrities out, I mean, they already got the paparazzi around them, so it's like, what the hell?
You know what it is? It's just that they got, with celebrities, we all in their business, because if they weren't celebrity, we wouldn't know nothing about it, so.
Yeah, we wouldn't give a fuck. We would not give a fuck. Like, don't nobody care about who the fuck I be going out with, even though I don't be going out with nobody.
Oh, good one. Good one. Okay.
I don't be going out with nobody.
Okay, good one. Good one. I like that. It's a dang on lie, but I mean, hey.
Like, I went out with my baby mother for like once in 2 years and shit.
For real?
Yeah, we went, had dinner while I was in town.
Oh, shit. How was that?
It was cool, bro. It was cool. It was cool.
Okay. How did the night end? It was cool?
Yeah, it was cool. We didn't do shit. She took my ass home, dropped me and the kid. She dropped me and the kid off like a motherfucking bad habit, kept me pushing. I say, God damn. I thought we was going to have, you know, the little baby father, baby mother sex. No, none of that.
Dang.
She was very irresponsible, yo. Very
Did you at least try? Like, did you, like, oh, it was like, no, it was, the vibe wasn't there at all.
No, she knew what the fuck she was doing. She wanted something to eat. She was hungry. It ain't had nothing to do with me. She was just hungry, John. She was just hungry.
Hungry. All right, well, I mean, you know, City Girls up one.
City Girls is up.
Yeah, they up. They up one with that one.
That's cool. It's about to be a hot boy one, huh?
Oh, yeah, it definitely is, because a lot of these women are going to be kicked out.
Everybody trying to come back around to the fold and shit. Try and get Christmas presents. Y'all bitches ain't slick.
And then you already know January around the corner, so everybody gonna fake be in the gym.
January, February, Valentine's Day, then we got Mother's Day. Like, I might not talk to nobody till after May. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Dang, hold on, there's a lot of back-to-back going on.
Yo, they got back-to-back holidays, bro. I be keep telling niggas. And then they be creating holidays and shit that don't got nothing to do with them. Like, and then they got be creating Women's Day, Daughter Day. I'm like, yo, God damn.
He said, Women's Day. That's crazy. Women's Day. Oh, yeah, today is Women's Day. What the fuck? Today is Women's Day.
Hey, and tomorrow, Daughter's Day. Like, yo, what the fuck, bro? We get one day and we don't even fucking get appreciated. Nah, I still ain't get my fucking Father's Day gift from last year.
Now, I don't even remember my Father's Day gift from last year. I think my son just makes something. He draw me something. With his Mother's Day, we used to, like, go out and get something. With me? No, it was a couple times I got some good gifts. Here and there.
You look like you got a lot of nice little gift-giving bitches. In you.
Yeah, I do. I do. Women. Gift-giving women. Yes.
Bitches, man.
Women.
Hey, ladies.
Hey,
I gotta change my vernacular. I found out like more women follow me than men and shit. Hey, queens.
Hey, my queens.
Hey, my babies.
Hey, ladies. Yeah, but you know what it is, and I noticed too. Women show the most support. They show the most support.
I guess.
Yeah, I noticed that, and they spend that bag.
I guess they be spending our money, nigga. I don't be fucking spending. They be spending our shit.
So that means, fellas, you gotta be careful how you giving your woman some money, because if she going patch, if she going by kind of fast, and she ain't got no new outfits or nothing that you think that she putting that towards, she's more than likely she probably giving somebody money. Cause I had women take me out before. Well, we went out, but she paid for it. Put it that way. I ain't gonna say she took me out like that, but I done went out. I had women just pay for my food, and I ain't paid for nothing.
You look like that type of nigga.
Yeah, I ain't even gonna lie. Like it's all good.
Like, invite a woman out and then motherfucking be like, yeah, I left my wallet.
Oh, nah, I don't do that.
Don't be that guy.
Yeah, nah, I don't say I left my wallet, but if she willing to treat, I ain't stopping her. But I gotta sometimes I gotta fall back on it. Like now I do it like it gotta be like you pay for something, I pay for something, because I think one time I got a little too comfortable. And I started if a girl wanted to go out and she said I had to pay, I was like, oh nah, we ain't going out. I'm good. Like I thought you was taking me out, so I got too bougie with it,
bro. I thought my baby mom was taking me out. She said she wanted to go out for tacos. I'm like, all right, bet. I'm about to get the free meal. Bill $70 for tacos and shit. Man, I'm like, yo, what the fuck? I could have made some tacos in the house. I already got the taco stuff. You know, niggas always keep taco shit on deck.
Dang, that's crazy. So she, yeah, yo, that's what I'm saying. She up one. Yeah, she you up gotta one. Give her props, yo.
I mean, that's fine, yo. She my babe. She my kid's mom. So she can be up forever. She can be up on me forever.
I'm gonna give her props because she definitely got you there. She definitely, you know.
Got me up out of there, bro. How was the fucking party? Where y'all, St. Louis?
Oh, nah. He told me it was dope.
Oh, you ain't go?
Nah, because that was one of the... I think he said that was the one where it was like a... it's like it was his one of the ones where it was like his first one, so he's still learning that venue.
Oh, all right.
So, remember, I went to Pittsburgh one that's the, like... the main hub, and that was lit. I barely had to do too much. All I had to do was just work the door.
I'm right outside of Pittsburgh right now.
But Pittsburgh lit though.
I fuck with Pittsburgh, yo.
Yeah, like you. Only thing I know about Pittsburgh is the Steelers and Wiz Khalifa, but they lit.
Nah, Steelers lit, bro. I like they motherfucking. I like they like how they city just built. It's like in between the mountains and shit for real. And then it's like a whole city right here.
Like, yeah, damn. like they really lit in Pittsburgh. Like they really, yeah.
I like how they downtown it. Like how the river just split it. Like it shit lit up there, bro. I fuck with it.
Yeah, I mess with
fuck the Steelers, but city Pittsburgh. Y'all lit, man. I fuck with y'all heavy.
Yeah, definitely do. Shout out to Pittsburgh. So
I always stay right there in the Sheraton, like that's right there overlooking the river and Steelers Stadium and shit for real. So
But J.O. was telling me about a bridge. I don't think I saw the bridge. I crossed a bridge, but I don't think it was the
nigga, it's nothing to. It's nothing but bridges. Like how you think you get from one side of the river to the other? It's hella bridges.
But just over, I wish a matter of fact, if I drop down that, like, it look lit. Pittsburgh is lit. It's like but it's a small town. It's a small town. That's what I noticed. Well, the way I was driving just looked like a small town because it might not be a small town.
No, they be in there.
Pittsburgh is definitely lit. The women out there are beautiful as well.
You ain't getting no cutty.
I'm gonna keep it real. I ain't gonna lie my shit. No, I did not. That time, that was my first time out there. But I set it up though. I got
a couple. You got it for next time?
Yeah, I'm setting it up.
That's all that matters, bro. That's all that matters.
So I'm definitely on my way. So when I see y'all next time I come up there, you know, it's we getting straight to the point. You know,
you ain't going down ATL and fuck with that one?
ATL. What day is that? No, I gotta see the ATL one. I got one Friday.
I think you're doing the ATL one tomorrow.
No, I ain't gonna be able to make that one. No.
That's the one. He got strippers and shit and all up. What you be listening to on the side of the party, Bobs? What you be you look like an R&B ass nigga.
Nah, I'm kinda more so like the trap. But then too, I treat it like a regular party, like as if I'm the DJ. In the beginning, it's trap, turned up. No, no. In the beginning, when I first get there, I'm gonna keep it real. It's a little smooth, because I don't want to get too hyped right away. So smooth, cool music. Then in the middle, trap. I gotta bump some trap and get hyped along with the crowd. Then towards the end, I bump the R&B and all that when it's time to calm back down.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie to you. I wanted to go to the one in Atlanta and shit for real. Like, I gotta go up to Chicago, holler at my Russians and shit for real. And then I'm gonna make my way to some warm weather.
Damn, what's up with the one that you said in Chicago?
I said I gotta go up to Chicago, holler at my Russian homies, and then I'm about to fucking go down south to hit some warm weather.
Yeah, Chicago, a beautiful city too. Other than the crimes and stuff like that, man.
Yeah, downtown Chicago is fucking gorgeous.
Yeah, you would have. And Chicago just a different feel. I don't know what it is, but when I went down there, because I went down there when I went on tour, like, I don't know what it is. Like, Chicago just.
Yo, why is your son still up? It is 11 o'clock. No, he was getting a bit. Did you watch the 3-6 and Bone Thugs
versus? Yo, Busy definitely put on for the light skinned dudes, yo. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. He was kind of in his feelings. Like, it was kind of ghetto. Like, he kind of could have saved that. But
he definitely turned up for y'all light skinned niggas.
But once I found out it was, because I didn't know who it was at first, because some of the videos was blurry, so you couldn't tell. But once somebody told me it was Busy, I was like, oh, shit, we good now. He brought light skinned dudes back. So now we look tough again. You know, it's off and on with us.
No, that nigga threw a microphone. That's like throwing some.
Yeah.
That's like throwing a drink on a nigga, man. Y'all niggas ain't. Y'all like up a half a point.
And then I didn't even realize he threw that Juicy J.
Yeah, y'all throw that the Juicy. You see DJ Paul come out there with that little.
Yeah.
Boy, what you gonna do, boy, with that motherfucker left? He ain't gonna do nothing with that little ass left.
I don't even think he really wanted to hit him. They was all kind of, you could tell they was all kind of hesitating on stage.
Oh, fucking dystrophy left hand. That nigga was like, yo, I was like, what the fuck DJ Paul think he about to do?
He said, yo, what y'all not gonna do is mock us on stage. Juicy J said, man, suck my dick.
Yo, Gangsta Boo, yo, that's my girl, yo. I ain't watched the whole thing, bro, because I don't think they played my shit. I told them if they ain't played this bitch that hoe, I wasn't turning in. And I ain't hit, ain't nobody tagged me in the shit, so I don't think they played my shit. I fuck with Project Pat. If Project Pat wasn't there, it wasn't no real fucking 3-6 versus.
Oh, he wasn't there?
I don't know. I ain't watch it all.
I ain't watch it at all. I ain't even know that they was going to do that. I ain't even know that they was having verses.
I watched the recap and shit. I'm waiting for the Fat Joe recap. Yeah. That's all I do. That's all I need. I'll be good.
Majority of the time, they post it on YouTube.
It was amazing. It was for the culture. Yesterday's price. It's not today's price.
Yo, Fat Joe got everybody saying that, yo.
Yo.
Fat Joe got so much clout, they tried to put, I remember, I forgot who it was, another rapper tried to put out that he was snitching back in the day.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And he deaded that in a heartbeat. And everybody left it alone. Ain't nobody drag it. It wasn't on no many blocks. It was left alone right then. It was deaded that day.
Because Joe on some chill shit now, yo. Like, he really, like, showing love and shit for real. Like, he ain't really on no motherfucking, no fuck shit. So you got people like that, you feel me? You got to show love to, for real. He ain't on no fuck shit. He ain't trying beef with nobody. He just really kind of enjoying where he at in life. I appreciate people like that.
Then him and his man's Caleb is winning. He put Caleb on.
Yo, I never knew that.
I didn't even realize Caleb was on in all of those videos with the Terror Squad chain on.
I didn't know that shit.
I said, hold up. I did not know that.
I'm thinking. You've been watching this motherfucker. No, go ahead. My bad.
No, I was going to say real quick that I didn't know he was his nationality. I always thought DJ Khaled was Spanish. I didn't know he was of a different ethnicity.
He Arabian.
Yeah, Ray-Ban.
I don't know what the fuck it is. I'm lying, bro. I know he's from the. I think he's from the. Yo, his name Khaled.
Yeah, and I agree. Middle East. Yeah, it's something. Oh, it's somewhere in Dubai because I remember they was talking about him over there.
He not no fucking from Dubai. He from the Middle East somewhere, or he has origins. He probably from the U.S., but his parents is like fucking Pakistani or something.
See. But what you was gonna say? My keep number what?
This motherfucker Giselle Maxwell trial. That's my shit. I got fuck about? With that. Jeffrey Epstein. And Giselle Maxwell, bro. With the motherfucker Sex Island. They start. They name dropping niggas. Donald Trump was there. They said Chris Tucker was there.
Whoa! They said Chris Tucker was there.
Chris Tucker was there. You know Bill. Man. You know Bill going to be around.
Yeah. But Bill gonna admit it. Yeah, I was there.
I was fucking bitches, man.
I was there.
Yeah. I was fucking bitches. Me and Hillary were broken up. And I went down there to fuck bitches.
And little do you know, before Barack came president, he went down there too.
Yeah, I don't know. They motherfucking, if he was down there, they deleted them motherfucking pictures. Barack ain't playing. His motherfucking legacy is untarnished out here.
Yeah, nah, Barack ain't gonna play that. He got Michelle. Anything Bill says, that motherfucker's,
fuck he's him.
He hating.
Just a hater.
He's just a hater.
Yo, I'm mad. It's a federal case, so like they not fucking televising it.
Yeah.
Like, I wanna watch that shit. Like, yo, I wanna know, the people that was at the motherfucking Sex Island.
No, it was a lot of people. I'm pretty sure it was a lot of people. They said Akon was there.
I could believe it.
They say Akon. Yo, why do people always try to dig up dirt when you doing good?
Let me find out. I'm about to see what the fuck who else she named.
Oh, somebody told you about it?
No, it's happening now. The trial was happening now.
I know the trial's happening, but the way you said it, you said like, oh, well, you must about to go the investigation.
I got the iPad right here. I'm on Google. I'm on Google, my boy. My boy.
Jeff Epstein, yo. That dude.
That's why they got him out of there. He was about to say Barack's name. He was like, oh no, hell no. Let me get this nigga the fuck up out of here.
Yo, it's crazy. My man was just snatching. Trump was in there. That's crazy how Trump was in there, but everybody keep brushing it off. Like,
everybody know because he grabbed pussies. We know yo was there. Yo, Trump, I ain't gonna lie, bro. At the Barack, yo, Trump probably my favorite president, yo, because that nigga ain't give a fuck. that nigga ain't give a fuck. I ain't like his politics, but everything else,
yeah.
Yo, it was funny as shit.
I used to just like his bluntness, like him not king.
Yeah, yo, that nigga was funny to me.
If all presidents could have that attitude, like don't have no image and just be yourself. Well, no, never mind. You can't be yourself all the way.
Yeah, nah, you can't be yourself in North Korea and shit.
But you say he couldn't be himself?
No, he couldn't be himself. Nah, you can't be, everybody can't be themselves. That shit not gonna work.
Nah.
Cause if Barack came out with the do-rag and shit, niggas wasn't gonna have it.
Nah, that would have been dead. No.
That's about to be dead like Joe Biden. Damn.
No, Joe Biden. Yo, I can't remember. I can't believe he fell asleep twice.
Man, that nigga gonna take the long sleep at one of these.
For real.
He looking like, bro, he is on his last motherfucking leg. You ain't seen Kamala say shit. I ain't heard her in a minute. Where the fuck she at? I'm about to call her.
I don't
know.
They said something about. They said something about her, like something like she was in the mix, and then it was a trick to. Something about like it was a trick just to get us to vote.
Damn.
Yeah, so. It is.
I ain't vote. So they ain't fucking tricked me.
Well, I mean, she got me. She got me good because I think I voted for her.
I want to vote. You voted for Biden. You voted for highest gas prices. You should have known better. You should have fucking known.
Yo, but it's all your
fault, Gustavo.
Hey, they listen.
They got the Mexican vote.
It was crazy. I saw a whole bunch of Mexicans in line. I was like, all right, well, fuck it. We all like alike.
Really? Yeah.
I was like, fuck it. But yeah, but she don't. Yeah, she actually been going. She no, it's something. She must know something. She knows something about to go down. She don't want to be the face up. That's what it is.
She about to be to come to president. That's what the fuck, yo. He probably got like one more year left in him, bro. He out of there.
He only got. You think he gonna leave early,
bro? He be falling asleep at the fucking. In the world safety meetings, bro. Like, come on, bro. That nigga he ain't gonna last too much longer, bro. I got him, he got another year. And that's all I'm giving him. And then Kamala gonna take over. Camilla, that bitch named Camilla. I ain't falling for that Kamala shit. That bitch named Camilla. Camilla.
Yo, that's a good name though.
Camilla?
Yeah, for a pet. Like, no disrespect towards her.
But like, my bad, all the Camillas I know.
No, not like that. Don't take it the wrong way. Those kids don't, but yeah, that's a come here, Camilla. Camilla.
Yeah.
With no disrespect towards her. No.
Man. Well, you're gonna get us canceled. I just told you.
Take that back. Yeah.
I just told you. Only women followers.
Yeah, cut that out.
Oh shit! What's the next party? Where y'all at next?
Next party, the 10th in Baltimore.
Lit. Y'all doing one in Baltimore?
Yeah. I mean, well, it's a repeat from Don. What was it? My man, Don the Q.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm about to say y'all, but as long as y'all make sure that shit ain't no fucking H. Franks and Biddy and Rod Stern day, you be good.
Nah. I saw it. The crazy thing is, they lit.
They got the city on lock, yo. Hey, holla at me for my next show, baby. I need some help. I want a big ass party promoter on my shit. It's gonna be Ty Funny and somebody else presents, so we can get. I want to bring the whole city out for my next jump. For real,
y'all hear that? So y'all better hold them to it. Bring the whole city out.
Yo, shit, I'm ready for Charlotte. I gotta do a new fucking ad and shit. Charlotte, get ready. Your motherfucking tickets is about to go on sale. We coming. We fucking coming. I don't know who I'm bringing with me yet. But we down that bitch. We down that motherfucker. I can't wait. Damn, yo. I'm looking at what the fuck is happening, bro. Like, it's a lot of shit going on in this motherfucking news shit. That's why I don't watch the news. This shit be depressing.
Nah, you gotta embrace it. It is a little depressing because all the stuff was going on and everything just happened so fast. But nah, you just gotta embrace it, yo, because it is what it is at this point. We ain't got no control over none of that.
The motherfucking Michigan school shooting and shit, like the police searching for the parents. Like that shit a little wild. The parents on the run. Oh, they bought their son the goddamn the gun that he shot the kids with. Now they on the run. They should shut schools back down, bro. That's the biggest fear, like being a parent and shit, like that school shooter shit. Like, come on, bro. That's why I want to move to Texas. All the kids got guns. Shoot it out? What? What you say? Shoot? You say you got a gun? Don't worry about it. Don't even worry about it.
Damn. It seems like the new wave relationship nowadays got to be toxic.
No, that's that young shit. That's y'all young motherfuckers. Ain't nobody trying to be toxic.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Oh, yeah. OKC at the Charlotte. I need all my stripper biddies to get ready. Yo, well, shout out. I did a dope ass interview with the other day with Cheesy Like Bree. On her show, I talks with Bree. Oh, she's a dope ass woman. I think she dope. She got a bright future. I was wondering like why she wanna even interview me and shit. She said, yo, you got a lot going on, man. You seem like a good interview. I was like, yo, nigga do two shows. Now niggas get interviews and shit. Like, yo, I'm not that famous. I'm not that nigga. I'm just happy to be back on the motherfucking road. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm out here in these highways. See, you falling asleep over there like Joe Biden, yo. What's going on?
Nah. I'm up. Yeah, I'm over here just trying to look for some stuff in the you know, the shade room, my thing, yo. I'm always in here.
Oh, gossipy ass nigga.
No, I don't gossip. Okay, dang, shit.
But you just read the gossip.
I just read it. Because it's always something. Like, for instance, like, everybody was pumped. Every couple, that's all people do. When a couple get together, everybody pump it up. And then when they break up, they be like, oh, see, I knew it wasn't going to work. But when they first got together, they was loving it. Like Tiffany Haddish and Common.
Man, I knew that shit wasn't going to work, man. Tiffany fucking too goofy, man. She don't look like common type, yo.
Yo, but she probably cool as I don't know what to have as a chick, yo.
She probably is cool as shit, but she probably annoying at the same time. She be annoying me, and I don't even know her.
Yo, what's up with your boy, yo?
Oh, Pooh Shiesty?
Oh, damn, what's up with him? We could talk about him, but...
Free my man, Pooh Shiesty.
Pooh Shiesty. Dang, yo, that's crazy how these rappers get locked up so easily.
Yo, facing 10. Yo shot a nigga while he was on stage in the middle of your song, right? Back in blood. Bop, bop. Hold up. Did you thought I was playing? Thought I was joking, nigga?
Hey, yo. That's exactly what happened, yo. Rappers is really doing shit just to be like, yeah, see? Y'all niggas think I was playing. I think y'all really don't think I rap, but I rap.
Like, he young, yo. He gonna come out hotter, bro. He gonna come out hotter. He snitched on himself. Yo, plead guilty. Yeah, I did that shit.
He do not, man.
Who you talking about, my boy, yo?
Your boy, Tristan Thompson.
Oh, yeah.
Got the trainer pregnant.
Yeah, that nigga irresponsible for real. That nigga, we gotta get your on the podcast.
Yeah, for real.
He know how I really do it.
He do not care. No, he can't. He tried to convince me. He said, look, man, I'll give you $70,000. Dang, yo, trying to pull a Drake. Am I trying to hide my kid from the world? I'm hiding the world from my kid. Something that we say, I don't know exactly how it go. Whatever, how it go. But he a wild dude.
Yeah, man. Yo got another chick pregnant on him. Like, he good. He got the money. He in the Kardashian family. They good. Good. Gucci.
He ain't in there no more.
Man, he got the kid. He always gonna be in there.
He's not in there.
He always gonna be the baby father, man. He gonna be the baby father.
Dang, my man really a dragger. Yo, why? Dang, why is everybody getting caught?
I'm glad I'm back on the road, yo. I cannot wait. I don't know. What city? I'm about to go fuck with Nish this weekend up in Chicago. Chicago, I'm coming. I'm coming.
Chicago, shout out to Chicago. My man coming down there, so take care of him. You might as well hit some hot sauce while you up there. And Alex, I think Alex still gonna be up there.
I think Alex, he in Baltimore. That nigga in Baltimore trying to promote your show.
All right.
You know he got the show coming up at Sully's. Then Pudge got the show coming up at Sully's. Niggas is wearing the fuck out of Sully's.
Yep.
Yeah. Niggas wear Sully's the fuck out. I don't fuck with Sully's no more. And I can say I said it. I don't fuck with them. Cause when I did a show, my last show I did, it flooded down there in the basement. And they didn't tell me until the day of. And they was like, yeah, you want to have a show? I'm like, yo, it smell like fucking mildew down this bitch. But I already had people in there. And then they weren't trying to give me none of my money back. They weren't trying to comp drinks and shit. They ended up comping some drinks and shit, comping my tab and shit. But they was like, you can't have another show here. I'm like, I don't give a fuck about y'all little ass bitch ass club. I have my own shit. I gotta stop doing that. I be burning bridges. That was back in my wild tie days. Like, I don't give a fuck about y'all club. Fuck this club.
No, now it's, let me get in that club so I can bring my bank revenue here. So I can put my money into this investment.
No, I'm good. I like my goobies, and I'm about to find something else I'm gonna do. I'm trying to get I want to get all the money from top to bottom. That liquor money help. Like, shit, I want to bring in the liquor and all of that. All of that.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
What?
Man, you know how I feel since I passed the threat. Oh, he was threatening her. My bad, I'm still on your boy. Tristan. Yo, Boosie is lit, yo. I'm always going to like Boosie's spirit.
No, Boosie need a better PR guy, bro. That nigga be wildin'.
That's what a lot of people said. They said he was wildin'. The alpha kind of wild him out to him. Take his jacket off. Don't wear his jacket. Don't wear their jacket. False advertising.
Oh, because he was... Man, y'all, I fucking hate them fucking fraternities, bro. They gotta relax. Like, Issa Rae got in trouble with that shit. And I like how Issa Rae dragged on them. I fuck with Issa. Issa's a goat. I wish she was a comedian for real. Yo, you good over there? You got sleep apnea or something, yo. You be falling asleep mid sentence and shit, yo. You over there dozing off and shit. Yo, fuck your dog snoring and shit, yo. Tell your dog get out the fucking line.
You know, said that, little baby. Love and respect in his city. Of course. Kardashian. Yo, you think Kim Kardashian really gonna make something do with the guy Pete?
Bro, I think she just having fun, you feel me? Because Kanye going to get your kill.
That's what Kanye going to get your kill.
You know, Kanye got too much money, bro. Kanye got too much money. I wouldn't be fucking around with Kanye, but girlfriend. I would not.
Yeah, see? Man, that's crazy. He's better off with Amber Rose, but she back on Wiz.
Man, Amber Rose is crazy. Ain't no better with Amber Rose. That bitch nuts.
Yeah, but she a little more down to earth. But Kim probably cool, yo. See, we don't know Kim. We just going off of the TV. If she messed with Pete, that means she cool.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, oh, yeah. See, J.O. on there already. Early show down to ATL. They tuned in. They, all right, Pat. Hey, J.O., let me hold a dollar, my nigga.
Oh, they already packed. Hold on, let me see that, because you saying that.
They already got people in there. You're wearing the shit out these motherfucking silent parties, boy.
That's my man's getting to it. Oh, he doing it.
If you got a silent party, just better know that you supporting J.O.
Wait. Where he But you see it? Oh, I see it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You supposed to be down there. You slipping. That's the one you supposed to go to.
Atlanta.
You're geeking. You are geeking.
Damn, that's early.
I wouldn't have missed that shit for the world.
But it always get lit that first wave. That first wave coming through there. Curfew. They got a curfew in Atlanta?
No, that's curfew
Atlanta restaurant. Yeah,
that's the club.
That's how you know you. I ain't never been. Surprisingly, y'all never been to Atlanta, yo.
That's a club, numbnuts.
I never been to Atlanta.
What the fuck is you waiting for?
I don't know, yo. I went there on tour, but I ain't really get to experience it. So
I'm down that bitch about 3-4 times a year. I'm back down that motherfucker probably do that for New Year's.
Yo, 2022 is gonna be crazy. I'm telling you, yo, that's what everybody that's gonna show the real who really gonna be around for a while. Watch, I'm telling you. 2022 entrepreneur, whatever it is they doing, comedians, whatever, that's gonna tell you who. Cause everybody gonna really shine.
Bro. Atlanta winner. That's why I don't want to move down that bitch. There's too many motherfucking funny niggas. I'm going to get lost in the sauce down there.
Nah, but
I got to go to my own city.
You said they got a lot. You said they got a lot of people down there that's funny. I heard they don't.
What?
No, disrespect towards Atlanta. But
you're geeking.
Nah, they said, this is what I heard, right? But I heard it from a comedian. He said, from Atlanta, he said, it's so many down there. They don't even want no other comedians to move down there.
Yo, it's too many motherfuckers.
Yeah, they said there's a lot of comedians down there. Like,
you gotta think about how many people down there. You got Duval, Jay Ski down there. You got motherfucking Justin Whitehead. You got Nav Green, 85 South Show. Carlos, Chico be down there, bitch, for real. Moneybag Mafia from down that motherfucker. Like, all the funny niggas, bro. All the funny niggas. And I'm K-Dub. Like, I left off a bunch of people.
Oh, I already know about K-Dub. Yeah, K-Dub, that guy.
OG. Shout out to K-Dizzle.
Shout out to K-Dub. You the guy right there, yeah. The concerts will be in the moment of community together. Yeah, what? Kanye with a special guest, Drake. Okay. They kissed and made up. Oh, busy writing something. Swizz was not talking about Bone. We're drunk. We were all on time. Now it did it again.
Yo, you gotta read to yourself, yo. God damn.
Man. That's crazy, yo.
What's next, bro? What the fuck is next? Y'all got the Baltimore shit coming up. I ain't going to be able to make that one.
That's the 10th. That's next week, Friday.
Where y'all having it at?
In the garage.
All right. Yeah. So pull up.
Pull up.
Pull up.
Just want to get the tickets. Carter Production, LLC. It's online.
You supposed to have that shit in your bio, too. Yo, you not a fucking team player, bro.
Nah. First off, it's already in there right
ain't
now.
You get, I'm about to say, ain't you getting paid? Are you not getting paid?
Of course.
I'm about to tell them fire you, bro. You making too much money out here. You don't be knowing what the fuck to do.
Definitely making a lot of money. Oh, I mean, let me not say that on here.
You make more money than me.
Definitely making a lot of money. But that ain't the only spot I'm making money from. But I'm definitely making a lot of money. Definitely. Yo, hold on. So, hold on. Don't you know how when you on Instagram and somebody send you a message and say, hey, how you doing? You want to invest in Bitcoin? Or they send you the Cash App. This girl sent me the cat. Oh, she said her old page got hacked. Never mind.
Duh, nigga. I was about to say, what you trying to get hacked to?
No, because she liked one of my photos just now. So I was trying to figure out, wait, how you liking the photo if you got hacked. But now this her old page. But she just used her same profile picture.
Yeah, niggas still be asking me for my Cash App tag. I be fucking getting smart with them bitches. Be like, no, bitch. No.
No, you really want to get them? Just be like this. I got this one girl like that, but I ain't doing it no more. Because she hits me every day. Well, I don't know who it is. Remember, we don't know who it is, but they hit me every, whoever it is hit me every day. They was like, yeah, so do you want some money to invest in Bitcoin? I was like, yo, does 5,000 sound good? What? They got hype.
What'd they say?
They just kept hitting me back. Like, yeah, yeah, are you scared? What, you think it's a scam? You think you, like, you're scared? Then they sent me proof that other people did it. Look at how he did it. Look at what this. Mm-hmm.
Look at that Cash App. Look at this Cash App. Man, shut the fuck up.
That's that. And they don't give up. All you see is message after message. They do not give up. Diddy to buy Sean John Jean. Oh, Diddy about to sell Sean John.
Nigga, ain't nobody. He still got clothes. Yeah. He still make that shit.
Yeah. Apparently. Sean John is still. Yeah, you probably got a people. Some people still wear Sean John.
Who exactly wears Sean John?
The mannequins. Oh, damn, they don't even put them on mannequins somewhere.
Right, who the fuck wears Sean John? I had one pair of Sean John jeans. Them bitches was like, remember them like icy gray, shiny gray jeans that niggas used to wear? I had them motherfuckers.
Shiny gray jeans. I'm trying to figure out how proud they don't want those.
I'm sure you did, bro. I'd have cracked on you if you did, bro.
They that bad?
Yo, the little shiny jeans, yo. You know what the fuck the shiny jeans is.
Yo, you had those?
Yeah, I had those. Bro, I'm 30, 32, yo. I was young. I was young and dumb. I had ponies. I had BKs. Remember motherfucker BKs? What else I had? Dead doors. I'm old enough for that. All that shit.
I'm so old enough for that. You wore lot 29 too?
No, I ain't had no lot 29 shit. I ain't had no lot 29 shit. I ain't had no lot 29 shit. I was doing all that shit though.
Rockaway.
Yeah, I had Rockaway. Definitely had Rockaway. Academics, motherfucker. Pally Pally. Paco. Paco jeans. What else? What else I was used to wear? I'm about to bring Beef and Broccoli's back out though. Don't tell nobody.
I mean, everybody know just now.
Don't tell nobody.
Beef and Broccoli's.
I'm about to bang the Beef and Broccoli's back.
That's going to be a tough one to bring back, y'all.
Watch.
They look nice, but people ain't going to, because they was popping that when I was in high school. Those ain't going to come back.
Yo, it only take one nigga, bro. You see how niggas doing already with the motherfucking motion flyers. I'm the first comedian with the motion flyers. Now everybody trying to have motion flyers. I'm fucking soldier, bro. I'm Big Draco. I'm fucking Big Draco. Everybody trying to fucking jock my style now, man. And now I'm going to have to find something else to do. Yo, I got so many followers from fucking Greensboro. Yo, they show fucking love, bro. Yo, I just want to thank y'all for a fucking lit ass fucking week, bro. Like, y'all really showed this shit out. Y'all really showed out. Baltimore showed out. My fucking, everybody showed out.
No, they gonna shout this, man, this silent party. Oh, they gonna shout this one. Yo, damn, you said you ain't gonna make this one next week?
Nigga, I don't know, nigga. I'm back on the road. Y'all ain't gonna see me till fucking 2022.
Mm, 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 mm. This one on the 10th, I ain't gonna lie by the garage. This one lit. I like the crowd better. I like this crowd. That's gonna be.
You know, I don't go to parties anyway.
Oh, you don't do the party thing?
No, I don't do the party thing. I might walk through for real. I walk through, pop my head in, get a drink, and dip out. I'm not a party guy.
Not about to be there all day.
I'm not a party guy. Not at all.
That's crazy.
I don't have fun, bro. Like, that shit not. Yo, I like freak dancing, bro. Girls don't freak dance no more. So, what am I going for?
They don't. They what don't. Only time for? You get in a freak dance is if it's a girl that you came there with.
If the girl that, right, she know you, she like you. That's it.
I think they be looking at it like it's corny.
It's not to me. I be trying to get my little rocks off in the club. I remember Hammer Jacks. What? Hammer Jacks used to be that shit.
Dang, you think the Hammer Jacks is better than the Docks?
Fuck yeah. Cause Docks ain't had no bar for real. Well, they did, but
you were too young. Yeah, they shut it down.
I wasn't too young. I wasn't too young. Shit. Because yes. You know, the Docks used to go till like 4 for real.
4 in the butt.
Yeah, you come from a party and go to the Docks and shit, and there wasn't no liquor. They be charging fucking, they having Red Bull at the bar and shit. Like, right, I'll get the fuck out of here. And motherfucking, what was your that always used to fucking throw them bitches? Cornbread.
Oh, you talking about the lights can do?
Yeah, Cornbread old ass be throwing them high school parties and shit. Yo was getting the money. Getting that guapa.
Oh, he's messing with the okay, getting that guapa. Okay.
Yo got the strip with bartenders. I see you, J.O.
Yo, look at that. Yes. Let me see that, yo. See the strip with bartenders. Let me see this.
Yeah, yo.
Damn, okay, yeah.
You missed the wrong one, my guy.
You definitely missed the wrong one. But I'm telling you, if you haven't been to a solid party, you gotta go to one because it's lit. You don't know how many times I've seen people change their whole perspective.
Bro, I've been there. I've been to one. That's my J.O. like one of my motherfucking best friends in this motherfucking entertainment industry. Yo. You don't think I motherfucking came to support show? We had the motherfucking and we did the motherfucking solid comedy show and shit.
That was dope. I was there.
That was different than the motherfucker. I remember I was cracking on a truck. I was like, yo, you got to turn the station, yo. I'm cracking on you.
You the one who... No, was it you? No, it wasn't you. Somebody started that cracking on. Because I went up there with Tank, and I'm thinking I'm about the same material. He in there cracking on me. I'm like, yo, why he getting on these legs? I click over all of his, because this short... I said, oh.
Yo, that shit was different than the bitch, yo. Like... Whoever had the most lights at the end of the shit, like, basically was, yo. That shit was funny. We got to do another one, yo. We just got to set it up a little different.
What's that?
The silent comedy show.
Yeah. We definitely do. Yo, you know what's... I know I'm going to change the topic real quick, but tell me how this sound, yo. Yo, is this kind of jacked up selling tables at Sully's during a comedy show?
Yeah, because technically it's all tables. How you gonna sell the tables that they already got? I mean, if they let y'all, do they let y'all do bottles in there? I mean, if you have a bottle, then yeah.
That means we have to go get our own.
No, they probably not gonna let you do that. You're gonna have to get that through them.
Oh, yeah, because they license. Yeah, they probably lose their license. Yeah. So ain't no point. Never mind that.
Nah, I mean, you could do it. You just got to see what they talk about. Because if you, because that's what the problem I had with my Goobies, for real. They were trying to let me do bottles and shit. So I'm trying to find a venue that's going to let me do bottles. You know, niggas like to buy bottles.
Yep.
Niggas like to buy bottles. I need that.
Buy bottles. That's definitely their thing.
I would have actually made money if I could have had some bottles.
Yeah, if you'd have had some bottles, that's a wrap. Yo, you packed that out. Like, you packed that, man.
I'm about to start dropping shit. You ain't even drop your motherfucking, your stage shit. Yo, I ain't record y'all niggas no more.
What you mean?
You ain't even drop the footage.
No, I'm saving some of that, but no, I'm about to drop that. I just wanted to put it together with a, because I'm about to throw my link in there. I got my EPK, so... I want to like throw that video. I want to do my ad. So I'm gonna throw that video. Give him something to laugh at. Then they can click on the link and see more about me and learn more about me. So
yeah, that's what it is. I'm about to start dropping shit like mixtapes. I'm just starting to get the footage back from North Carolina too, for real. So I probably save a lot of it for promo for the next show. But yeah, I'm gonna drop a couple hits. Drop a couple hits. Okay. Dropping a couple hits. Yo, you should put out a song, yo. You gotta make a song about your life, yo.
I am about to drop something, yo, because I'm trying to get verified on IG, and that's the only way you can get verified if you're a fucking artist, or you're a singer or rapper.
Oh, dang.
Only singers and rappers get that shit. Super famous comedians.
Dang. Seems like everybody trying to make me a rap artist now. See?
I don't want rap. I'm a sing. I'm being R&B. All my shit for the bitches. I mean, ladies.
for the ladies.
For the ladies.
That's what he meant. That's what he meant. He meant for the ladies. And, you know, ladies, it's about trying. You see, he's trying. Like, things is, you know, it was a slip up. It was a slip up.
Man, I'm going to still call bitches bitches, bro. I ain't going to lie. I ain't about to change who I am. I ain't about to change who I am for you. You either going to like me, you going to love me. Or you're not.
And it is what it is.
And the way my fucks work, they don't. They don't work. My fucks don't work. I told you, my don't give a fuck level is like at an all-time high, bro. Like, that's when I feel like I started like to turn a corner and started fucking winning a little bit.
What's that?
When I stopped giving a fuck.
Mm.
When I stop giving a fuck,
I'm slowly but surely getting there.
It takes some time. It takes some time.
I did enough of my helping people out, man. Putting this together for people and showing people kind of, yo, it's crazy because when you really start focusing on yourself, you really do get people that be like, yeah, you acting funny. Be like, that's all. You just want me to help you out and focus on you the whole time? I can't like get me together.
Haters.
That's why I made that video about haters. I said, when your haters don't see you ain't paying attention. Because now I'm starting to see the haters, so I'm like, damn, okay, I'm doing good. It's crazy how when you see you start getting some hate, that's how you know you're doing something good. That's crazy. Not all the time, but most of the time.
Yeah, man. I'm about to take my ass to sleep because I got to be in Chicago tomorrow evening.
Hey, yo, so we can shoot another one back tomorrow, too. I'm trying to shoot another one so we can have so many backed up.
All right, that's cool. We can do that. We can do that because I got a bunch of free time and shit tomorrow and shit for real. And I don't got to drop this load off till like Sunday morning, so.
My son got too much energy. I told him I was going to play with him after the podcast, man. I just want to lay down. I got to get up in the morning because of him. And he won't play right now, yo.
Yo, it's 12 o'clock. Yo, tripping.
Yeah, he's tripping.
Yo, it's tripping.
But yo, I'm about to throw the link in my bio for the silent party next week, Friday.
Next hit week.
In the bottom.
The garage.
The garage. Shout out to J.O. Shout out to Charlotte.
Look out for these motherfucking pre-sale tickets, buddy, because when they gone, they're fucking gone.
And y'all saw how it was last time, so y'all know y'all want to get on the ASAP.
Yeah, please get on them bitches, bro, because I'm not motherfucking making no exceptions. I ain't going to do a whole bunch of bullshit. I'm ready to get it.
Let's get it.
Thank y'all again. Baltimore goes, bro. Y'all the shit. Yo, this has been Irresponsible Behavior with your boy Ty Funny.
And your boy John Doe.
We'll holler at y'all next week.
Holler at y'all.
All right.